state and territory leaders have held a telephone hookup to discuss the Prime Minister's proposed health system overhaul. Kevin Rudd has offered the states and territories hundreds of millions of dollars extra for elective surgery, aged care and emergency departments. Some state leaders support the plan, but others are still weighing their options. The group will meet again on Friday. Nine people are dead and dozens have been injured in a train derailment in northern Italy. The train's carriages were hit with mud and heavy rocks when a burst irrigation pipe caused a landslide. Seven people are in hospital with serious injuries. Workers at the Reuters news agency have paid tribute to a colleague who was killed while covering the latest anti-government protests in Thailand. Hiro Murimoto is one of 21 people who died in street clashes on Saturday. Some of the last pictures from his camera have been released, showing the violence unfolding in Bangkok. And a nuclear security summit has begun in Washington with an announcement that Ukraine has agreed to get rid of its highly enriched uranium. The White House has revealed that Ukraine's stocks of highly enriched uranium will be disposed of by 2012, with the former Soviet republic switching to low-grade enriched uranium to fuel its nuclear power industry. You'll find all the details on our website, abc.net.au/news.